The original research article entitled Impacts of Long COVID on Disability, Function, and Quality of Life for Adults Living in Australia was authored by Hitch et al. From Deakin University, Australia. It was published in the Australian Journal of Primary Health in August 2025. The aim of this study was to describe the level of disability, function, and quality of life of people living with long COVID in Australia. The study also aimed to explore the relationship between these three factors and to examine the impact of age, vaccination status, comorbidities, and recovery status on them. The study included 121 adults who had rapid antigen test confirmed COVID-19 and met the World Health Organization definition of long COVID. Participants completed surveys which included demographics, self-reported recovery status, comorbidities, disability using the WODS 2.0, and quality of life using the SF-36. 86% of the participants had not been hospitalized when they had COVID-19. The average level of disability among participants was higher than that of 98% of the general population. Most of the participants, 86%, reported clinically significant disability compared with just 9% in the general population. On average, participants experienced difficulty with daily activities 26.7 days per month, reduced participation on 19.7 days per month, and were unable to complete daily activities on 17.95 days per month. Quality of life was also significantly worse than in the general population, with vitality and social functioning most affected. There was a moderate correlation between self-rated recovery and vitality, physical function, and community participation. Disability and quality of life were weakly correlated. There was no significant relationship between comorbidities and disability, function, or quality of life. The authors conclude that long COVID is associated with a significant reduction in function and quality of life, and that further longitudinal research is needed to better understand its long-term impact.